Hey, everybody, it is Vegas Vince with Barter Arbitrage 2.0, and this call is going to be directed to my international students, and it's also going to be directed to a lot of you that reside in the United States that just don't want to be a part of an organized barter exchange like IDEX. Now, I recommend, if you live in the States or even if you live abroad, that you attempt to join one of the organized barter exchanges. There are a lot of benefits. But the whole point of this course is you can do some incredible trading without being a member of anything in terms of an organized barter exchange. One of the most powerful techniques out there is called scrip. Scrip is a fancy word basically for an IOU / gift certificate. And basically what it allows you to do is create basically your own bank. You can take a product or service that you have a high margin on, and you can literally create a gift certificate or a piece of script offering it at full retail. And oftentimes you can trade that script for products and services that you need immediately. And in many cases, the script isn't even fulfilled for months down the road, and in some cases, not fulfilled at all. That's a term called breakage. In other words, in our restaurant, we sell gift certificates every day. Out of all those gift certificates, there is a, 10 to 20% breakage, meaning these gift certificates that were actually purchased as gifts get put in drawers and lost, or they, expire or whatever. But for those of you who are, and I'm going to do a couple of examples here real quick. My man Rick up in Mongolia, he runs a tour company in Mongolia. It's a very high-end company. I believe his average cost per person is around $14,000 or $15,000. Now, if Rick was smart, one of the things that he needs to do to jumpstart his business is advertising. Well, advertising costs a lot of money, but I can tell you that if Rick were to take one of his trips and offer it at full retail value and turn it into a piece of script, he could literally go up to probably a radio station or any type of media, because as you know about the media, once the clock strikes midnight, if they haven't run the ad, they can't run an ad twice. So in many cases, radio stations are one of the best people to trade with, and in his case, he could get $15,000 worth of media. Now again, this works if you've got high margins. But it's a great way to jumpstart a business. If you're one of these people that can build a high perceived value website that would retail, say, for $1,500 and it costs you only maybe $150 between hard cost and your time, you should be issuing script all day long for $1,500. And I'm going to tell you why. There's a little sneaky trick you can do even on Craigslist. You can say, I do websites for, and you want to pick industries that you actually want to do business with. So say you're a pizza fanatic and you love pizza and you know you're going to spend a lot of money on pizza. You can actually put a little ad that says, I specialize in websites for pizza joints. And you don't really want to go after the Domino's and the chains. You want to go after the mom and pops. Well, in the bottom of the ad, in little fine print, you can put, in certain circumstances, we'll trade. You put the price up there at $1,500 cash. But in essence, what you're doing is you're leaving the door open for someone to trade. Because here's what you're doing. You know that $1,500 website only costs you $150. The pizza guy, who probably needs a website but may not have the $1,500, is all too happy to hand you over $1,500 in pizza script because he realizes it costs him nothing out of pocket And even if you use all of the coupons, it's only going to cost him the cost of his pizza, which in the pizza industry runs about 20%. So basically, he's getting the website for about $200 in actual money, nothing out of pocket, and you're actually getting $1,500 worth of pizza for the cost of the website, which in this case is about $150. You can do this with all kinds of services. And again, when you put that little thing at the bottom, will in certain circumstances trade. You don't want to come right out and say I trade. You always want to, you want to value your product, not devalue it. You say I do specialized websites for this industry. And if it's another industry that you're interested in, fine. The reason you do this is if you're going to spend money with these people anyway, this is a great way to do it. I know an artist that did portraits, and he put out 10 pieces of script saying, I'll do self-portraits, and they were $1,000. And he put them up on the trade exchange. He sold all 10. And I think after a year, only 3 were redeemed. So in essence, what happened was he got $10,000 worth of purchasing power, and he only had to redeem 3 of the actual paintings. And what did it cost him? Well, nothing really, other than some, you know, oil and canvas and his time. But he made out very well. But he could just as easily have pulled this off outside of the barter exchange world. So script is something that you can use all the time. We're actually doing it with the landscaper right now. We are getting this restaurant ready to get on the market and sold, and we want to do about $5,000 worth of landscaping. We happen to have a very popular restaurant. We are going to trade $5,000 in food and beverage for the landscaping this individual is going to do. Basically, what that means is we are not going to write him a check for anything. We're going to hand him gift certificates. And even if he uses all of them, they're going to trickle in over time. And it's not going to cost us $5,000. It's going to cost us the price of our food. Now, our food cost is pretty high. It's around 40%. But that's still going to save us 60% off what we would have paid. And in case he starts giving them away to employees and stuff, there's a good chance that some of these gift certificates are going to get lost. I know for a fact I have a drawer full of cruise script that I just forgot about and let expire. It's called breakage. It happens all the time. This is a very powerful tool. It's a way to generate yourself some cash and or needed services today for products or services that you may or may not have to provide in the future. Now, I know some of you are going to say, well, what if what I do and I create the script for it, somebody else that I'm interested in trading with doesn't want it? Well, that brings in a whole other equation called triangulation, where we bring in another business. That's a separate audio, and we'll discuss that in detail in the course. But anybody out there that has any sort of service, that has any sort of decent margin, you can trade full value retail. In other words, while everybody else is selling $500 for a website, you can trade yours for $1,500, but make sure you just trade it with a company that you actually would spend $1,500 cash with. It's a great deal. There's numerous ways to use this. And like I said, in the case of Rick, he could use a high-end piece of script and literally turn it into $15,000 worth of advertising. And we know that that $15,000 isn't really going to cost him $15,000 in cash. He's going to end up getting $15,000 in advertising for the actual cost of the trip. And I don't know what his exact margins are, but I can guarantee you if he's selling it for $15, it's not costing him $15, or he'd go out of business. So I want everybody to think about their services. Again, script is very powerful. You can create your own money. I could literally tomorrow go on Craigslist and offer $1,000 in gift certificates to my restaurant for 40% off, and I'd be $600, and I could sell them. And at that rate, even though I'm discounting them, I would end up getting $600 up front, and I would actually still end up making a little money. It's sort of like borrowing money, and instead of having to pay back interest, you're actually getting interest paid back to you. It's really incredible stuff. So a lot of you out there, again, that are international students that think, oh, I can't get an iTax or whatever. First of all, there's a company out there called BarterCard, which, believe it or not, especially you Australians, you guys, your country does some of the most incredible trade deals out there. There is a company called BarterCard.com, which, believe it or not, I believe is the biggest in the world. It's bigger than iTax here in the States. So you do have options. But for those of you who just want to do this arbitrage and do it outside the exchanges, start figuring out what your talents are. I know a lot of these people who do Fiverr gigs for $5 could be issuing script for, I know some of these video guys could be issuing script for 30 or 40 times at $5. And again, some of the best people to trade with are those that have evaporating time and space. Two of the best are hotels and radio stations. Again, when a hotel can't sell a room and it sits empty, they can't sell it twice the next day. They're very open to trade. Radio stations, I don't care what they say, 99% of them all trade. And I'm hoping to do an interview with probably the last remaining godfather on trade alive. I'm not going to tell you his name because at this point I haven't got him booked yet. But let's put it like this. He started Carnival Cruise, and he's done over $500 million in trade deals, and they've all been done outside the barter exchange. And he's got, I think he's bought and sold over 26 radio stations, still owns three here in Tampa, one in Honolulu, I think one in Little Rock. And the guy's a master of talking about script. So, again, whether you're an artist, whether you're a web designer, I don't care what it is, instead of fighting everybody and trying to lowball your services, trade them up high with companies that you're actually going to do business with, and or companies that you can take their script and turn around and sell it for cash at a discount and still make money. In other words, you could take that 1,500 pizza script and you could discount it 50%. That would be $750, and you're still ahead. So I'm going to go over a whole lot of ways in this advanced part of the updated barter arbitrage and show you guys how to do this. But I want my international students in. I don't want you guys to think you're left out. You're not. In many ways, you guys have some big advantages, one of which I can't really get into now because I don't have time, but let's just say this. A lot of you people in other countries have products that us Americans over here would give our right arm to have. You know, leave it to Americans. We love stuff foreign. I'm not talking about cheap Chinese-made products. I'm talking about that cool stuff you have over in Morocco, you have over in Australia, you have over in New Zealand. And there's a lot of trade opportunities that you can do. So, again, keep in mind, script is a powerful, powerful concept. You can use it to jumpstart, start a business immediately if you don't even have a dime. And if you do have a little money, it's fine too. But again, you can do this dead broke. This is Vegas Vince on behalf of the Barter Arbitrage Money Team, Ms. Danny Nix, and my man Christopher Flores. Take care, everybody. Stay legendary.